This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month.
The Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. We have provided legal assistance and also appointed a lawyer to assist the family. We have also arranged for regular consular visits by a family, and we are also in touch with local authorities as also the family members to resolve this issue. This included concerted efforts in recent few days to seek more time for the family of Ms. Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance in the case. We are also in touch with some friendly governments in this regard.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russia crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Varta 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from wherever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India, where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact.
There is availability of oil, more than enough. There is more and more crude oil coming on the market from the Western Hemisphere. That is another very important fact. If you have more supply coming in, the price will be as anticipated. Today the price 68.5. आने वाले समय में मैं इसी रेंज में समझता हूँ कच्चे तेल के दाम रहेंगे. हमारा हिसाब है ये 65-70 के बीच में ही रहेगा. अगर इसमें चेंज आएगी तो चेंज 70 के ऊपर नहीं आएगी, ये 65 से नीचे आएगी.
India has achieved a significant milestone by successfully destroying two aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime, which is the upgraded variant of Akash weapon system for the Indian Army. The weapon system is customized to operate in altitude and above 4,500 meters and has latest upgrades including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. Army Air Defense and DRDO, in conjunction with defense PSUs, have successfully validated the indigenously designed and developed Akash Prime weapon system. This achievement carries added significance as it follows the exceptional performance of India's indigenously developed air defense systems during Operation Sindoor. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented the Indian Army, DRDO and the industry on achieving the milestone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. In Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees in Motihari. In West Bengal also, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects of 5,000 crore rupees. A delegation of special envoys from South Korea met Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to advancing the India-South Korea Special Strategic Partnership. He recalled his meeting with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung last month. Prime Minister Modi said close collaboration between the democracies contributes to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. At least in Iraq, 60 people were killed and several others injured in a massive fire at a hypermarket in the Al-Khat city today. The province governor confirmed that the fire broke out in a hypermarket and a restaurant and that firefighters rescued several people. He added that the lawsuits have been filed against the owner of the building and the mall. An investigation has been launched into the incident. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh during the last 5 days. Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan will also have similar conditions till Saturday. And the IMD scientists predicted that the high alert has been issued for the next Madhya Pradesh, entire Madhya Pradesh and UP. And that is the end of the news bulletin.